Hi, this is the To-Do List of the Semi-Adult Podcast with Ray from Ray's Days and Jules from Oven Lovin', where we talk about never having it totally together, but faking it anyway. Hi, Ray.
Hi, Jules. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Did you have a good Valentine's Day weekend?
Yeah, we did have a good Valentine's Day weekend. What about you?
Yeah, it was good. We went to see The Princess Bride playing at this local theater down the street, and it was really fun. It was like an interactive showing, and they had like a costume contest at the beginning and treats to pass out and stuff like that. So it was really fun.
Do they do that every year? Like, do you know, or do they do other movies like that?
I don't know. They do other movies like that. Like, they show like Rocky Horror a lot, and they – I think they also showed Casablanca on Valentine's Day weekend, and they'll show like Christmas movies at Christmas time, and other independent movies or new movies they also play. So it's like a pretty cool thing to go to, a pretty fun theater. They do fun stuff like that a lot.
Yeah, that sounds really cool. I've never seen Princess Bride. I know that makes me really? Like a failure.
I didn't know that.
I know. AJ was talking about how good it is. So I guess I need to do that at some point in my life.
Yeah, you should. It's really fun. I would say that if you were a first-time Princess Bride watcher, this wouldn't have been a good way to watch it because, like, people were yelling the lines and stuff like that. And so, like, if you didn't know, you couldn't really pay – it would be, like, harder to not miss stuff.
Yeah.
But it was, like, really fun that everyone, like, knew it and liked it and was, like, having fun with it. So, like, that part was fun for, like, people who already like it and know it pretty well.
Maybe they'll do a Harry Potter one.
Oh, my God. That would be so fun.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, I know that one thing I kind of struggle with that I feel like you have mastered a lot more than I have, it's cooking. So I thought we could talk about kitchen gadgets that make life easier for more seasoned cooks like you and less seasoned cooks like me.
I feel like I could talk about kitchen gadgets for days.
Let's do it.
Okay. I think the number one thing is – okay, well, I really think a food processor makes life really much easier.
What do you use it for?
Well, when I had counter space and had it in my kitchen all the time, mm-hmm. I would use it for everything. I would, like, chop up all of my onions for the whole week in advance and just store them. And it's good for, like, any – you could use it like a blender basically for like pureeing soups or sauces. But for the chopping and the like grating, like it can grate cheese. I just thought it was so much easier than, especially if you don't have like very well developed knife skills. Like it mm-hmm. just cooks everything or cuts everything uniformly. So it makes everything cook evenly. So that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
That is good. So that would be my number one recommendation. Do you have a food processor?
You know what? I think I do, but I don't really use it. So that's kind of why I was interested in stuff you use it for, because it never occurs to me, like if the recipe says like chop onions, I never think like, oh, I could do that in a food processor. I just like get out my, you know, not as sharp knife as it should be and start cutting. And so, you know, maybe I should use it for more often.
It's like super – they're like annoying to clean, which is why I think people don't use them. But mm-hmm. So that's why I use them for a lot of prep work. Like I'll do 10 onions at a time instead of one onion because it's not worth it for one.
Yeah.
And then you just like scoop out all your baggie of minced onions and it's like easier.
Cool.
I also really like – I have this very tiny spatula that's really good for like – scraping stuff out of teaspoons and tablespoons.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And it's really good for like getting in between the bars of like your mixer.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff like that that you can do like with your fingers or with a spoon, but it's just this tiny little thing. And I will find one on Amazon and link it because that's probably the most used kitchen thing that I use.
That's cool.
In my kitchen. That was really redundant, but mm-hmm. I really like it.
Cool.
What about you?
Well, I am not – I'm trying to do more cooking and try to make it a bigger part of my life. And so Blue Apron is helping me do that because it gives you, like, the recipes and ingredients and stuff like that, which is something I struggle with. So I'm learning kind of what I need by cooking with that stuff and thinking about what would make things easier. So I think the number one thing for us is having sharp knives and good cutting boards. Makes it easier just to, you know, chop what you need to chop and less difficult to actually do it. So it's like a lot easier and a lot faster. So that has been a thing that we need more of is like, you know, more sharper, better knives and more cutting boards. So like we can both work on stuff at the same time. So that has been helpful. I also use my teapot all the time, which not everyone has one. And I don't even use it always to drink tea. Like, I do use it for tea a lot, but you can also use it for, like, a French press, or you can use it for oatmeal. Like, I use it a lot just to pour over oatmeal and let it sit, and then you're done. And I know you can do all that stuff, like, in the microwave, but anytime you need boiling water to, like, or hot water to put in something or pour over something, it's just helpful, I think, to put on your teapot and not worry about it.
We got a teapot for our wedding, and I really, really love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do too.
And when we're both sick, we just like are using it constantly because I make a lot of tea.
Yeah.
But I never thought about using it for oatmeal. That's pretty genius.
Yeah, it's like pretty easy. And so you can put, you know, just the amount of water that you want and then just let it sit and then you're done. So it's, you know, kind of handy instead of measuring out and putting in the microwave and doing all this stuff. It's just like you can just heat it up and pour it over. I do use it for tea a lot too when I'm making tea, you just turn it on and then put, you know, a couple minutes later your water's ready. So
I feel like going back a little bit, good knives, a really good way to get good knives is like going to your relatives, because like I'm using knives that were at my grandma's house and then she moved into like a senior living facility and doesn't cook anymore. And so these knives are really good quality and really old. And if you keep them sharp, with like I have an electronic knife sharpener, which is really convenient, but you can use a steel too. But I just feel like they don't make good knives the way they used to. And if you are gonna find good knives to buy new, they're like really expensive. So like garage sales are good places, or estate sales, or like your family.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Because I feel like back in the day, like back in the 50s and 40s and 30s, like all knives were good quality, and now you can get really cheap, terrible knives.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good tip. And like right now I got some new knives just from like the grocery store down the street. So like they're probably not going to last that long and be sharp for that long. But right now they're newer and sharper. So they're like, you know, good for now, but not like for long-term stuff.
Having a sharp knife like makes cooking so much easier.
Yeah. So that's definitely like my number one suggestion if you're like struggling with stuff like that. If you get a good knife, it's like your life is like so different. And you don't even realize when you're using a not sharp knife, but then you get a new one and you're like, oh, this is what it's supposed to be like.
Right. Yeah. No, I think that's like number one mm-hmm. thing.
Mm-hmm. Another thing that is just like cool that is really helpful is I got a apple slicer and corer and peeler gadget.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah.
I think you have apple it machine. Too. Yeah. And it's like you put it on your counter and stick the apple in and it does all that stuff at the same time. And it's like amazing. And so even though it's really, you can do it for like potatoes too. I think it works. So like if you're going to do apples and potatoes, you can use it, and it's like really incredible to do it really quickly and good. So if you're making like apple pie or apple whatever, or, you know, mashed potatoes or something, it's like really cool and handy. So that's like, even though you don't like need it, it's a really cool, easy thing to have when you do have it.
No, it's awesome. I mean, it goes from like turning apple pie into an all day, from an all day affair into like a couple hours.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't think I would have taken the time to, like, make an apple pie before having my little apple machine.
Yeah, it's really cool. And if you just want a snack, you can just, like, pop it in there and then it's, like, you're done in, like, a second. Another thing for, like, people who aren't always that good at cooking that is really helpful is a George Foreman grill, I think, because it's a really easy way to cook meat if you're, like, new and unsure about what you're doing. And even other stuff like vegetables or like a sandwich, you can put a panini on it or like whatever. It's like good for a lot of different things. And you can just like stick your chicken on it and close it and just watch it. And then like you're done. And it's grilled. So it's good.
Yeah. I feel like I wish I had one. All we have is a grill pan. And that leaves – I feel like it would be really good for burgers. Are they hard to clean?
I usually – you just, like, kind of get a wet paper towel and, like, wipe it down. So it's, like, not that. And then you can take the plates out to, like, give them a good scrub if you want to. But you don't, I don't think you have to do that every time. Or I don't do that every time anyway. So it's, like, non-stick material. It's, like, good. Like, I don't know what that is, Teflon or something. The one I have anyway. So it's, like, easy to, like, wipe down or get your sponge and, like, wipe it down.
Cool. That's neat. I should get one. Okay, so we asked for and received a salad spinner for our wedding, and I love it because it's like sort of big and bulky and like takes up a lot of room in the fridge, but lettuce lasts for weeks in it. Like you just like chop up your lettuce and like spin it and dump the water, and then you can put it in the fridge, and like I'm talking 2 weeks, which like you can't get lettuce lasting that long in any other way.
So like what do you buy like a head of lettuce and then chop it up and put it in there, and how does it work?
Well, I buy this lettuce called artisan lettuce, mm-hmm. and it's like 4 different heads of different kinds of lettuce.
Oh, okay.
And I chop that up and I'll stick it in there, and then usually I'll take like right now I've been taking salads for my lunches. Mm-hmm. So I'll just like cook all the chicken on Sunday and put the chicken in separate Tupperware and put like the celery and whatever else I'm putting in the Tupperware. And then the morning of, I'll just like grab lettuce from the salad spinner, put it in the Tupperware, throw some dressing on, and then I'm good to go.
Okay.
But I just think it's just like so helpful in not wasting food.
Yeah, that's cool.
Because I will not go to the grocery store more than once a week.
Yeah.
So. And I use my crock pot all the time.
I wish I used mine more, which I can, I guess. I just, like, forget about it again.
Yeah. I definitely go through phases with it where I'll use it more for, like, a week or two and then, like, put it away for a while. But it's just, like, so nice to come home and have dinner ready.
Yeah. It's really, really cool when I have done it. It's been really handy. And just, like, keeping stuff warm and cooking stuff. And I don't know. It's, like, a good tool to have.
Yeah, I've definitely used it for parties, too, just to keep things warm.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really helpful, too.
Cool.
And my other favorite thing is our coffee maker with a timer.
Totally. I'm with you on that one.
I think when we first moved in together, we had a coffee maker with a timer, but we never ever set it. I don't know why. And when we finally, like, realized, like, this is essential, it's so nice to have coffee in the morning.
Yeah, it's really nice. I love it during work just to wake up and just, like, grab your coffee and get on with your morning. It's, like, a lot nicer.
There's nothing worse than waiting for the coffee to brew. I just, like, stand there in misery.
I know. And it's, like, you're still sleepy and it's, like, cold out and you got to, like, fill the water and get the coffee and do this and I don't know. And then wait.
Yeah. It's torture.
I know. And so it's, like, so nice when it's already ready and warm for you.
I recently broke our coffee carafe, like, the glass thing that holds the coffee. And while we were waiting for a replacement, we went ahead and bought like a really cheap coffee maker, and it was $13 at Target, and it still has a timer. So,
oh, wow.
Please just everyone realize that this is really important to your life.
Yeah, it's really good. Anything else that
and then,
you can recommend?
Well, there's one more thing, but I don't know. It's not really like – they're really helpful for baked goods because my parents got me some steel mixing bowls. Mm-hmm. And what that is helpful for is if you're making something that needs to stay really cold, and the best example is like pie crust ingredients. When you're making a pie crust, the bowl and the ingredients have to stay cold. If they get too warm, the butter will melt and like do weird things to your crust. And so you can put the bowl in the fridge and it'll be cold when you start to use it, and it'll help keep the ingredients cold while you're manipulating things with your hands.
Cool.
And it's also good for making like homemade whipped cream because that also has to stay really cold. And so I feel like those are really important for anyone who wants to, like, get into making, like, more sophisticated desserts, I guess.
One thing I also wish I had more of, and like, is a, just a bigger mixing bowls. And so, like a salad bowl or just, like, giant bowls. Like, I had one and it broke. And I have, like, kind of smaller mixing bowls for, like, if you're making cookies or something. But, like, I don't have a lot of good big bowls for just, like, mixing stuff together and stirring it if you're making a lot of it or, like, whatever. So I wish I had more of that.
Well, and the problem is the storing of them. Yeah. But, like, if you have the space, like, I use our big one probably the most. And I think it's, like, I don't know, 20 cups or 25 cups or something.
Cool.
And the steel ones are nice because they look nice enough. You can use them as serving bowls,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But, yeah, I feel like I never have enough bowls. I never have enough pans.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think you can ever have enough pans.
Too true.
That's, like, all the major essentials I can think of.
Well, that's a good list to get everybody started, for sure.
Yeah.
Cool. You have good advice. Well, should we go into the lightning round?
Sure, that sounds good.
Okay. What was your favorite outfit from this week?
Well, it's Monday and I had the day off today and I'm wearing my Mizzou sweatpants that you bought me and a big giant sweatshirt.
That sounds
really
awesome, especially since it's been so cold outside.
Oh my gosh, it's like -5 today or something.
It's terrible. It is terrible.
What's your favorite outfit?
Kind of similar in that Michael got me this really cool hat for Valentine's Day. It's like a Bulls hat with like a little tassel on top, and it's knit and like a beanie. And so I've been wearing that a lot and just like a sweatshirt and this hat around because it's like too cold to not wear a hat.
I have a question. So you called that a beanie, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I call that a beanie, but in Pittsburgh they call them tassel caps.
Tassel caps?
Yes.
I've never heard of that. Huh.
I never either, and no one knows what I'm talking about when I say beanie.
Weird.
So it's just a Pittsburgh thing, right? It's not like a regional thing.
Well, I guess, I don't know. I don't know where else it would be if maybe it's like a – I don't even know what region to call that, but I guess it's like a Pittsburgh thing because I've never heard of that. Is it just the ones with the tassels or is it like any kind of beanie?
Any like beanie-like knit hat that goes all the way down onto your head.
I never knew.
Well, I want to know if other people call them tassel caps, so please leave us a comment about this.
Or what do you call it? Because I know beanie is not, like, the only name for it. I just can't think of any
others. But I don't know what other names. I need to know is what's happening right now.
Okay.
Cool. What are you reading?
Well, I just read, volume 1 of The Wicked and the Divine, and it's this, like, comic book series about these gods who are only like alive on earth for like 2 years at a time, so like every like 80 or 90 years or something they like come back for 2 years as like different people, maybe. I'm like not really sure about it yet. And so while they're like on earth, they're like celebrities kind of because they are only here for like a while and they're like gods and are awesome and all this power and stuff like that. And so it's kind of like a cool like rock star punk thing that these like gods are doing, and there's like this like crime that happens, and so a human is like trying to help them basically.
Oh, fascinating.
Yeah, it's like pretty cool.
I feel like some of these comic book premises are so complicated. I don't even know how they're able to like express what's going on.
Yeah, well, and I think they like don't lay it out for you, really. They just like jump into the story and you're like, oh, this person's a god, and like, oh, they're like kind of a rock star, and then like, oh wait, what did this thing happen that went wrong? And so you just like kind of figure it out as you go, which is kind of cool.
Okay.
But yeah, so it's not like, I don't know, they don't like explain all the rules like up front.
Do you have to spend a lot of time like researching on the internet, like what other people are saying?
No, I only knew about this one because the like blurb kind of says that. So I guess that's how they do lay it out, is like the I like heard people talking about it, and it was like, oh, these gods come to Earth and they live like rock stars. And I was like, oh, okay. And so I like understood that part of it. But then you like start reading it and like all this stuff happens. So I guess, I don't know. I just like happened to find stuff about it, but I didn't really search for that much.
Okay.
But it's good. Are you reading anything good?
I am still plodding through Infinite Jest.
Ah, how's it going?
But I did learn on the internet that it gets better after 300 pages.
Oh my gosh.
Which I am not there yet. But in the meantime, I read Paper Towns by John Green.
Is it good?
Which, yeah, I really liked everything except for the ending.
Oh, okay.
I feel like he's written better endings, and it's not that I wanted it to be all wrapped up in a neat little bow, but it just seemed a little bit rushed to me.
Okay.
But, you know, it's like a good coming of age sort of mystery adventure story.
Cool.
And I feel like when you're at that age, like when you're in your teens and you're growing up, like all you want to do is like have something happen to you. Mm-hmm. And like, I certainly felt like my hometown was like really boring and I just wanted to go on an adventure. And so it was kind of fun to like relive that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, by the end of it, I was like, man, I really wish I had a mystery to solve, cool. Which is totally unrealistic for my life. But it's sort of fun to be like transported to that. So I enjoyed the book.
Cool. That's good. Good recommendation.
What are you cooking?
Well, another Blue Apron, I guess. We had this like chicken and mashed potatoes and like maple glazed carrots the other night, and that was really good.
No, that sounds really good.
Mm-hmm. Yep. What about you?
I am sure I've talked about this before. Last night I made sausage beer cheese soup.
Ooh.
Which is really good. And today I'm making beefy mushroom soup. It's a soup kind of.
I was just thinking that. With yeah. the weather. It's definitely time for soup.
So we're doing a lot of soups, but, you know, I'll link to the recipes. They're pretty good.
Cool. Well, we should do Rosebud Thorn.
Well. Can I pass and think about it and you do it?
Yeah, that sounds good. My rose was Valentine's Day because that was really fun. A really fun date. My thorn is different stresses with work, I guess. Okay. Has been a little stressful. What is my bud? Well, you guys are coming to visit soon. I know it's probably more than a week
away. Yeah, we are.
That's definitely a bud. So that's fun.
Okay. My bud is my birthday this week because I forgot about it before, but I'm very excited. My rose would be on Friday night I went to AJ's cousin's house and we painted nails with my little 7-year-old.
Cute.
Friend, and that was really fun. She's just adorable. She wrote me like 6 emails in preparation of my visit.
That's cute.
It was really fun. And thorn, I don't know, I'm doing fine.
Sounds good. You can totally pass on thorns. Okay, well, where can we reach you?
You can find me at evanlovinblog.com or on Instagram at Jules Freiner. Cool. What about you?
You can always find me on raisedays.com, and I'm on Twitter at RCL Newton and Instagram at Ray Newton.
How's your newsletter? We should talk
about that. Oh, yeah. I started a newsletter. You guys should subscribe to it. It's really fun. You can find it at tinyletters.com/raisedays. And you can sign up for it and it'll just go out like once a week or once every 2 weeks. And I just talk about like what I'm reading and watching and stuff I think is cool. So you should definitely sign up
because really
it's a good time. Thanks. It was fun to put together. So
I like that it's like more about what you're like currently doing.
Yeah, I like that too, I think, because it's kind of fun to just like talk about it with people. And so this is my way of like dumping on stuff and hopefully people will talk to me about it. So it's like anything I'm like excited about or watching or reading or it doesn't even have to be like books or TV. Just, you know, if I find like a mascara I think is cool, maybe I'll like throw that in there or something like that. So just like stuff I think is cool during the week, basically.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I look forward to the next edition.
Thanks.
All right. Well, I had fun.
Yeah, me too. And thanks for listening, everybody.
Till next time.
Bye.
Bye.